Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT. Striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to you can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic: how dangerous is cigarette and tobacco use? Cigarette and tobacco use appears to have historically deep roots in the annals of mankind. It has come a long way from the occasional ritual ceremonial use to the chain smokers of today. Cigarette and tobacco use has long been documented as a mental health documented as a health risk since about the 1600s. There is a warning on the pack of cigarettes informing us it is harmful and causes cancer. It should also say that cigarette or tobacco use is highly addictive. How many have become ill and died from smoking? Nevertheless, we continue to use this product. Let's take a look at what it actually is doing to us and what we are doing to ourselves. In a dictionary, I got this definition from the dictionary. It says a cigarette, a thin cylinder of finely cut tobacco rolled in paper for smoking, also referred to as smoke butt, ciggy, whatever, cigar cancer stick, coffin nail, whatever. A cylinder containing a narcotic herbs or medicated substance for smoking, tobacco, a preparation of the nicotine-rich leaves of an American plant, which are cured by a process of drying and fermentation for smoking or chewing. The dictionary says nicotine is a colorless or yellowish oily liquid that is the chief active constituent of tobacco. So that's the main ingredient of tobacco that you smoking that tobacco for. It acts as a stimulant in small doses, but in larger amounts blocks the action of autonomic nerve and skeletal muscular cells. Nicotine is also used in insecticides. Okay, and they probably spray it on tobacco. CNN says tobacco was first used by the peoples of the pre-Columbian Americas. Native Americans apparently cultivated the plant and smoked it in pipes for medical and ceremonial purposes. The Cancer Council says around 2,000 years ago, tobacco began to be chewed and smoked during cultural or religious ceremonies and events. Wikipedia says the history of smoking dates back as early as 4000 BC in the Americas in the shamanistic rituals. CNN said the history of tobacco use says Christopher Columbus brought a few tobacco leaves and seeds with him back to Europe, but for most Europeans, didn't get their first taste of tobacco until the mid-16th century when adventurers and diplomats like France, Jean Nicot, whom nicotine is named as nicotine, began to popularize its use. Tobacco was introduced to France in 1556, Portugal in 1558, and Spain in 1559, and England in 1565. The first successful commercial crop was cultivated in Virginia in 1612 by Englishman John Rolfe. Within 7 years, it was the colony's largest export. Over the next two centuries, the growth of tobacco as a cash crop fueled the demand in North America for slave labor. Cancer Council says, when was tobacco first considered to be dangerous to the health? Well, in 1602, an anonymous English author published an essay titled Work of Chimney Sweepers, which stated that illness often seen in chimney sweepers were caused by soot and that tobacco may have similar effects. That was one of the earliest known instances of smoking being linked to ill health. In 1795, Samuel Thomas von Somien-Meyrin, I don't even know how to say his last name, Somien-Meyrin of Meyrin, Germany, reported that he was becoming more aware of cancers of the lip in pipe smokers. In 1798, the U.S. physician Benjamin Rush wrote on the medical dangers of tobacco. During the 1720s, the first medical reports linking smoking to lung cancer began to appear. 1920, look, this is old stuff, y'all. Many newspaper editors refused to report these findings as they did not want to offend tobacco companies who advertised heavily in the media. Problem. A series of major reports in the 1950s and 1960s confirmed that tobacco use caused a range of serious diseases. Mednet.com says. And I hate to, you know, to have to go through all of this, right? It sounds like I'm on a soapbox, but just listen. Hear me out. Tobacco products, cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and smokeless tobacco can be addictive. Everyone knows that smoking is bad for you, and most people that do it want to quit. In fact, nearly 35 million people make a serious attempt to quit. Unfortunately, most who try to quit on their own relapse in about a week. A smoker gets about 1 to 2 milligrams of the drug from each cigarette. Although that may not seem like much, it's enough to make someone addicted. This is a cigarette, y'all. This ain't crack. This ain't heroin. This ain't methamphetamine. This ain't opioids. This is your Marlboro. I don't know what y'all smoking nowadays. Coles, Kent, Raleigh. This is that. I don't, I'm, listen up. Smokeless tobacco products also contain many toxins, as well as high levels of nicotine. Many of these other ingredients are things we would never consider putting in our body, like tar, carbon monoxide, acetaldehyde, and nitrosamines. Tar causes lung cancer, emphysema, and bronchial diseases. Carbon monoxide causes heart problems, which is one reason why smokers are at risk for heart disease. Carbon monoxide. So you're smoking it. Does anybody see? Because right now we have this big drive about, and I'm not saying that it's not heroin addiction, heroin epidemic. And I'm just, I'm a little confused. I'm going to admit it. I'm perplexed as to, like, why isn't tobacco viewed as a serious threat to life? And it's, it's epidemic, past epidemic proportions. From the Office of Smoking and Health, National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Center for Disease Control and Prevention. This is 2006. On the basis of more than 7,000 articles relating to smoking and disease already available at the time in the biochemical literature, the advisory committee concluded that cigarette smoking is a cause of lung cancer and laryngeal cancer in men, a probable cause of lung cancer in women, the most important cause of chronic bronchitis. So provocative thought just brings the question. The question becomes, why is this cocktail of toxins, poisons, and carcinogens allowed to be sold, knowing that it will destroy, cripple, and impair the quality of life of those who come in contact with it? Looks like if the nicotine doesn't kill you, the cut will. This is an example of profit over morals and ethics. To sell, distribute, and perpetuate the use of a toxin, poison, or carcinogen is to sell, distribute, and perpetuate the death or impairment of those who use and are subjected to the presence of toxin, poison, or carcinogen. To normalize, decriminalize, legalize, socialize to use a toxin, poison, or carcinogen is to indoctrinate the members of society to accept and or use toxins, poisons, and carcinogens for recreation,
socially, exhilaration, and relaxation. That places the tobacco industry on the same level as the drug cartels, the corner stores on the same level as the corner or neighborhood drug dealers. It's no wonder we have so much addiction in the United States, but it does not stop there. In 2007, tobacco lobby was the over $16 million. With your statesmen to do what they lobby, just you paying somebody to help you do what you want to do. You know, how many of y'all listening have ever lobbied to get somebody to do something, swing a vote your way, things your way? The CDC says approximately 25% of adults in the U.S. have some form of mental illness or substance use disorder, and these adults consume almost 40% of all cigarettes smoked by adults. Secondhand smoke is smoke from burning tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. Secondhand smoke also is smoke that has been exhaled or breathed out by the person smoking. Tobacco smoke contains more than 7,000 chemicals, including hundreds that are toxic and about 70 that can cause cancer. Do y'all hear me? Secondhand smoke harms children and adults, and the only way to fully protect non-smokers is to eliminate smoking in all homes, work sites, and public places. You can take steps to protect yourself and your family from secondhand smoke, such as making your home and vehicles smoke-free. So, you know, we have this, do have a drive for that smoke-free environment. You see people smoking outside and things like that. But cigarette smoke is extremely addictive and extremely harmful to you. And I can't understand why, you know, that's not being blasted. But then when I look at the over $16 million toward lobbying. Was that $16 million? Yeah, $16 million. That was 6 zeros. They're paying to play. Seems to be the tobacco industry is paying to play at the expense of the public. And I'm not going to say that we are innocent because we have a choice. We can make a choice not to use something that's harmful to us. And I don't think we need a scientist to tell us to inhale smoke, not to inhale smoke, that's something that could be harmful to you. You know, so we don't need all science to tell us that's not good. Not good for our children to inhale, whether smoking it individually or secondhand. So health effects on children. In children, secondhand smoke causes the following: ear infections, more frequent and severe asthma attacks, respiratory symptoms, coughing, sneezing, shortness of breath, respiratory infections, bronchitis, and pneumonia, a greater risk for sudden infant death, SIDS. Y'all heard of that before, right? Health effects in adults. In adults who have never smoked, secondhand smoke can cause heart disease. Non-smokers breathing secondhand smoke has immediate harmful effects on the heart and blood vessels. You hear that? For non-smokers, breathing secondhand smoke has immediate harmful effects on the heart and blood vessels. So if it's having immediate harmful effects on the heart and blood vessels of a non-smoker, what is it doing to a person that's inhaling it? It is estimated that secondhand smoke causes nearly 34,000 heart disease deaths each year, during 2005 to 2009 among adult non-smokers in the United States, 34,000. Lung cancer. Secondhand smoke exposure causes more than 7,300 lung cancer deaths each year during 2005 to 2009. Among adult non-smokers in the United States, also causes stroke. You're not even please. So, we ask. I ask. Seems like heroin, crack, and methamphetamine distributors and dealers have an argument here. Why do the cigarette companies get to sell drugs that kill or impair people? What makes them any different or better than the illegal drug dealer? Why is one drug legal and the other illegal? Could be lobbying. Why can't heroin, methamphetamine, and crack dealers put a warning on the side of their product and market and sell it legally? If that sounds crazy to you, so should marketing and the sale, the marketing and the sale of tobacco products. Comparison. Death wise, there were over 58,000 Americans documented in the Vietnam War. That was a war that lasted about a 12-year period, y'all. So we're gonna look at death by substance abuse, including cigarettes. It's a substance, and it's right up there with heroin, methamphetamine, crack, and you know opioids and all of that. I don't know why we look at it differently. So the CDC, Center for Disease and Control, says cigarette smoking is responsible for more than 480,000 deaths per year in the United States. We had 58,000 Americans were killed in the Vietnam War. That was at least a 10 to 12 year period. We had 480,000 deaths per year in the United States due to cigarette smoking. 41,000 deaths resulting from secondhand smoke exposure in a year. Come on. This is about 1 in 5 deaths annually, or 1,300 deaths every day. On average, smokers die 10 years earlier than non-smokers. So smoking can shorten the years that you live. Have people who smoke live long times? Yes, but maybe they could have lived longer if they didn't smoke. But, you know, there are all kinds of other reasons why we die. But this is what the CDC is saying. What percentage of smokers die from smoking-related disease? The study for more than 200,000 people published by the BMC Medicine found about, this is a study of 200,000 people. They said that 67% of smokers perish from smoking-related illness. Tobacco smoke can boost the risk of at least 13 types of cancer. The earlier you quit, the better. Okay? Provocative Thought again is asking, why is this not alarming? Why is it encouraged? It is way past an epidemic. It's more like thinning the herd or population control. We're going to go to from the CDC. Heroin or opioids. From 2014 to 2015, heroin overdose death rates increased by 20.6%, nearly 13,000 people dying in 2015. That's heroin. In 2016, opioids, including prescription opioids, heroin, and fentanyl, killed more than 42,000 people, more than any year recorded. 40% of all opioid overdose deaths involve prescription opioids. In 2016, 40% of all opioid overdose deaths involved the prescription opioid. Overall, overdose deaths in 2015, 52,404. The number of people who died in car crashes was 37,757. Homicides and suicide total, 36,252. And, you know, is it me or, it, you know, am I just getting on a soapbox here with cigarettes and cigarette dealers, pushers, salespersons, lobbyists, of anybody that's pushing cigarettes, are they taking part? Are they, you know, of this homo suicidal adventure that we choose to partake? Some of us choose to partake in. From Vox by German Lopez, he says this is a report by John Katz of the New York Times, based on preliminary data estimating how many Americans died of drug overdoses in 2015. Now, they have different people have different numbers, you know. It is calculated as 59 to 65,000 people died of overdoses last year, with a harder but likely precise number of 62,497. The largest estimated number of overdose deaths in America in 2015 is 62,470, while cigarette smoking is killing 480,000 people a year, and they say we have a heroin epidemic. And I'm not saying that we don't have a heroin epidemic. Sounds like we have some problems here with the cigarettes. So it's an organization called the United Nations Office on Drug and Crime. That's a national organization. Says a minimum of 190,000 drug related deaths occurred in 2015. So cocaine, Rehab International said there were 15,000 Americans died yearly due to cocaine use and complications that result. Crack. Substance Referral Service says crack kills. Most common fatalities related to crack overdose are include the loss of vital functions, partial or full body paralysis, coma, and respiratory and circulatory collapse. One of the myths related to crack is that crack is less harmful than powder cocaine because it has a shorter half-life. The idea that crack cannot cause severe damage or overdose effects is false. In fact, the amount of time crack stays in the body has nothing to do with the level of harm that crack can do. Ain't that something? Furthermore, crack is highly addictive. The most common signs and symptoms of crack overdose include agitation, cold sweats, coma, coughing that produces black mucus, excessive tremors, fainting, fever, hallucinations, insomnia, itching, narrow pupils, problem breathing, seizures, severe headache, shallow breathing, slowing heart rate, stopping pulse, violent behavior. For help, call 1-888-766-3409. Methamphetamine, from the first recovery first, said there were of the 15,000 deaths in the United States estimated to related in the U.S. of the 15,000 deaths in the U.S. related to stimulants like meth, nearly 8% of all emergency room admissions in 2009 related to methamphetamine. Foundation for a Drug-Free World said users can experience a severe crash or physical or mental breakdown after the effects of the drug when the drug wears off. So I'm trying to understand this here. Why is not cigarettes viewed as dangerous as these other drugs when it's clearly dead is dead? Last time I looked at the matter, somebody, you know, if it's something that's common, acceptable, legal, if it's killing people, why is it still being allowed to exist and be perpetuated and encouraged in the society? Tell me, what is the benefit in that outside of population control? If you're trying to control the population, that's an excellent way of doing it, because you have cigarette smoke will impair or cause death of the person that's using it, and the people who inhale secondhand smoke has the ability to shoot twice. That's one bullet shooting two times, and many, because smoke carries. So, I mean, if the objective is to control the population through the proliferation of substance use through cigarette use, tobacco use, then you're right on course. The National Institute on Drug Abuse, the cost of substance abuse. Abuse of tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drugs is costly to our nation, exacting more than $740 billion annually in costs related to crime, loss of work productivity, and health care. Just going to give you a couple of numbers on health for tobacco costs. $168 billion. Is that another reason to perpetuate tobacco use? Alcohol, $27 billion. See the drop? And a dead is dead. It doesn't even matter. Ill is ill. Impaired is impaired. Sick is sick. It doesn't matter, but I'm saying my point here is that goes $168 billion. Alcohol, $27. Illicit drugs, $11 billion. Prescription opioids, $26 billion. Overall tobacco is $300 billion. Overall alcohol, $249 billion. Illicit drugs, $193 billion. Prescription opioids, $78.5 billion. Say no to drugs, y'all. That may sound simple and ineffective, but you know, say no before you even think about using that. If you think about using it, say no twice. So the question here is an increased impairment and illness indicative of an increase in revenues for healthcare and so-called healthcare related industries? I don't know. Are we using drugs to perpetuate parts of the healthcare industry? That's very sad. That's very, what we call evil genius. The American Lung Association says, what is a cigarette? There are possibly 600 ingredients in cigarettes. When burned, they create more than 7,000 chemicals. At least 69 of these chemicals are known to cause cancer, and many are poisonous. Many of these chemicals are also found in consumer products, but these products have warning labels. While the public is warned about the danger of the poisons in these products, there's no such warning for the toxins in tobacco smoke. So cigarette smoking can be hazardous to your health. May cause cancer. So here are a few of the chemicals in tobacco smoke, places they are found. Acetone, found in nail polish remover. So you're kind of huffing while you're smoking that cigarette. Acetic acid, an ingredient in hair dye. Ammonia, a common household cleaner. We all know what that is. Arsenic, used in rat poison. You want to kill a rat, put a little arsenic down there. You want to kill anybody, put a little arsenic down there, in there, or whatever. Benzene, found in rubber cement. Butane, used in lighter fluid. Those are the huffer things. Benzene, rubber cement, lighter fluid, Cadmium, C-A-D-M-I-U-M, active component in battery acid. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody using battery acid to get high, but who knows? Carbon monoxide released in your car exhaust fumes. Formaldehyde, embalming fluid, in the cigarettes. Come on. Hexamine, found in barbecue lighter fluid. Lead, used in batteries. And you know, that caused serious problems. Brain, children. Come on, this is really crazy. Ethylene, an ingredient in mothballs. Methanol, a main component in rocket fuel. Nicotine, used as insecticide. That's the main ingredient in tobacco, nicotine. Like, they use it as to kill bugs. Tar, material for paving roads. Toluene, used as manufacture paint. Okay, these are the things they're not telling you, that's, except for, I don't even think it says nicotine on a pack of cigarettes. I don't even know. I haven't looked at a pack of cigarettes for a long time, but, you know. These are some of the ingredients, plus the nicotine, tobacco, that is in a cigarette that they're not telling you about, that they all are very, 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 as our president would say, these things are very, very harmful. Hey, that came in handy. So these things are, you know, no one would ask me to go to the store and ask for any of these ingredients to put in your body. But when you ask for a pack, I don't know what you're smoking. You get a pack of cigarettes or whatever you got, whatever you're smoking, you're getting a little bit or some of or all of this. So are we feeling that bad that it's worth dying? So there's some more chemicals that are in cigarettes. Let me see if I can get some of the ones I didn't know that I didn't name. 1-aminophytholine, an ingredient in weed killers, it's a carcinogen. Acrylonitrile, known as vinyl cyanide. Experts believe it is a human carcinogen. It is used in synthetic resins, rubbers, and plastics. Acrolein, commonly used in herbicides and polyester resins, is also used in chemical warfare. It's also used in chemical warfare. It's an ingredient in tear gas. It is very poisonous and irritates the eyes and upper respiratory tract. Why wouldn't it? So, you know, it's just a, you know, I'm not going to go through this whole list. This is just understand that there are lots of chemicals in cigarettes that can kill you, that are harmful to you, and that are carcinogens and just do a number on your life. The CDC, smoking cigarettes, says smoking cigarettes is responsible for more than, as I said, 480,000 deaths per year in the United States, including more than 41,000 deaths resulting from secondhand smoke exposure. I say, like going to the New Year's party, wherever they smoke at, you know, in the car, somebody's smoking, in the house, somebody's smoking, you know. What are we going to do? Exposure to secondhand, estimated 41,000 deaths a year. Is that okay? Yes. If you're trying to thin the herd, right? If you're trying to perpetuate one of the branches of the medical industry while you're doing that, right? Cigarette smoking is the way to go. Like I said, that's one bullet shooting many times. So, now they came out with these things called the e-cigarette. That was that thing, it's not supposed to be a cigarette or something. So let's check out the e-cigarette. So the e-cigarette is used to reduce tobacco use, right? You smoke cigarette, get your e-cigarette. So on May 5th, 2016, the Food and Drug Administration announced it was extending its authority to include e-cigarettes and other tobacco products. Starting August 2016, the FDA began to apply and enforce key provisions of the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act as it relates to sales, marketing, and manufacturing of the e-cigarette. The American Lung Association long called for FDA to bring e-cigarettes and other unregulated tobacco products under its authority. This action was given the rapid rise in youth use of e-cigarettes in the U.S., including a 900% increase among high school students. The Surgeon General issues report on e-cigarette use among youth. So these, it's increasing, and they got these flavors in e-cigarettes. One of the main reasons why they use an e-cigarette. The aerosol is not safe, and the e-cigarette use is strongly associated with the use of other tobacco products among youth and young adults. So I'm thinking here is that this flavor thing, that's how they the tobacco companies are pulling the youth into the smoking habit. Most importantly, the Surgeon General concluded that the e-cigarette use among youth is now a significant public health concern, and steps must be taken by parents, educators, and especially policymakers to discourage the use of e-cigarettes. So, how will the FDA oversee e-cigarettes? So, because apparently e-cigarettes are harmful. So, in 2010, the ruling from the federal court in a case filed by an e-cigarette manufacturer against the FDA determined that e-cigarettes, which do not make therapeutic claims, will be regulated as tobacco products. If a manufacturer does make a therapeutic claim, such as that an e-cigarette can help you quit smoking, then the manufacturer must first prove through a series of clinical trials that the product is safe and effective. So it sounds like somebody might be doing a little work and heading off the e-cigarettes. What are e-cigarettes? Electronic cigarettes or e-cigarettes include e-pens, e-pipes, e-hookahs, and e-cigars are known collectively as ENDS, electronic nicotine delivery systems. According to the FDA, e-cigarettes are devices that allow smokers to inhale an aerosol containing nicotine or other substances. Whoa. So e-cigarettes are generally battery operated, and they use a heating element to heat e-liquid from a refillable cartridge, releasing a chemical filled aerosol. That is interesting. What are e-cigarettes? The main component of e-cigarettes is the liquid in the cartridge. The following announcement from the FDA oversight of tobacco products: e-cigarette manufacturers must register with the FDA as of August 8, 2016. So, until FDA's evaluation is done, there are very few ways for anyone other than the manufacturers to know the chemicals, what chemicals are contained in e-liquids, or how e-cigarette use might affect health, whether in the short term or the long run. Well, I mean, this is not rocket science again. You're smoking a chemical. You can put anything in there you want. So if it's not air and you put it in your body, you can just already assume that it could be harmful. If we use our minds, we think about it, but maybe we are thinking about it. Maybe the pleasure is greater than the risk. The Surgeon General has concluded that e-cigarettes can expose users to several potentially harmful chemicals, including nicotine, carbonyl compounds, and volatile organic compounds. Nicotine, as we just talked about that, is an addictive substance, and almost all e-cigarettes contain nicotine. Now, I just said that nicotine was used as an insecticide. Even some products that claim not to have any nicotine in them may still contain it. Is that false advertisement? Is that misleading? And for instance, initial FDA lab tests conducted in 2009 found that cartridges labeled as nicotine-free had trace levels of nicotine. Come on now. A 2014 study found little consistency in the amount of nicotine delivered by e-cigarettes of the same brand and strength. Similarity, another 2014 study found that the amount of nicotine in e-liquid refills is often substantially different from the amount listed on the package. So these guys just outright lying and getting away with it. Okay? And I understand, like, if there was no demand for this, these guys couldn't make a dime. And I wouldn't be holding this conversation if there wasn't a demand for nicotine. But there is, and there is a reason why there's a demand culturally and systemically. It's a reason socially, because these things are being perpetuated at every turn. I mean, I remember when cigarette commercials was everywhere. Television, posters, everywhere you go, magazines. You've seen cigarette commercials. You see people smoking in movies. You know, you've seen lots of cigarette smoking going on. So that's normalization of cigarette smoking. You figure you get to be adult, you smoke, you can smoke a cigarette. You know, now they say you can't smoke until you're 21. Right? This is strange, because you can go to the war. I think you can go to war at 17. But you can't smoke a cigarette. You can go get killed, but you can't, you know, smoke something that'll kill you. Not that I think that either one of those are good. So, newer e-cigarette devices, especially tank styles, with higher voltages also deliver a greater concentration of nicotine. More nicotine used, the greater the potential for addiction. So e-cigarettes, if you're using those to stop smoking cigarettes, you might be doing that, but it's not necessarily preventing you from consuming nicotine, or who knows what other stuff they got in the e-cigarette, because it sounds like they're not sure yet. I don't know why. They have to take one to the lab, take a couple to the lab and break it down. And they could find that out pretty fast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those things have been out for a minute. Nicotine is not safe. The Surgeon General has found that exposure to nicotine during pregnancy harms a developing fetus and causes lasting consequences for the developing brain and lung function of newborns. Nicotine exposure also affects maternal and fetal health during pregnancy and can result in low birth rates, preterm delivery, and stillbirth. It can also cause sudden death in syndrome. However, in initial lab tests conducted in 2009, the FDA found detectable levels of toxic clothing, an ingredient used in antifreeze, in two leading brands of e-cigarettes. So, just right there alone. Oh, we have a caller. Hello? Okay, well, our switchboard is acting up today. Not able to bring the callers through. Apologize. I don't know what's happening here. But I'm going to keep going. Caller 0036 is hold on, or try to call back. Just try to give me a call back. I don't know what's happening with the switchboard here. We have 9 minutes left. I want to get you on the air. Sorry about that. I'm going to apologize. I know I'm on a soapbox tonight. But I think this is an emergency. You know, cigarettes, e-cigarettes, tobacco use and things like that. You know, this is an epidemic. I think it's beyond epidemic proportion. It looks like it's extermination to me. I don't know. Okay. I was trying to get the caller on. For some reason, I'm not able to get the caller on. I want to apologize again. So there's a history of, you know, they've known that cigarette smoking is harmful to your health. In terms of their scientists, doctors, and medical people, since the 1600s. And here we are in 2018, still pushing cigarettes. People are still lobbying to, you know, have cigarettes. So call back one more time, caller, 0036, one more time. Just call right back. I think I know what the problem is. Hang up and call right back. So tobacco industry profits are estimated $35 billion with almost 6 million annual deaths from tobacco. All right, I'm not able to let any callers in live. I don't know what's happening. It's not letting you in. I'll try one more time. See what's happening. I don't know what's going on with that. So there's a lot of money being made with the tobacco industry. And if I'm up in Washington paying folks who are supposed to be watching after the best interests of their constituents would be the people of the United States, you cannot allow special interest groups, corporations, or individuals to perpetuate anything that will harm the people, because the job, you don't pay taxes. Well, I know some people just shoot that whole thing down. You're paying taxes for these people to represent you. They would automatically say they're not representing you, paying taxes, but people are not, you're not being represented. And we know that can happen because we had this war here, right, the Revolutionary War, because they were paying taxes and they weren't getting any protection under the law, which was England. At the time, they felt that they were being raped, and they no longer wanted England, you know, to take their money and run with it. Well, it sounds like from reading this, getting this information, that your tax dollars, our tax dollars, is being taken, and these guys are running with it. Somebody's getting paid, and some people are dying. It says, if trends continue, 1 billion people will die from tobacco use and exposure during the 21st century. That's one person every 6 weeks, y'all. Globally, tobacco-related deaths have nearly tripled in the past decade. See, if you want to control the population, if you want people to not be around, you want to reduce the population, globally, tobacco-related deaths have nearly tripled in the past decade. And tobacco is responsible for more than 15% of all male deaths and 7% of female deaths. Tobacco is also a risk factor for the four leading non-communicable diseases: cancer, heart disease, diabetes, chronic respiratory disease. And you know, there's an increase of people with asthma and bronchitis and things like that, which account for more than 63% of global deaths, according to the World Health Organization. Now, you put the cigarettes out there, you get the, man, that's, you know, my question is someone trying to depopulate the earth? Because that seems to be what they're doing. Anytime you promote death and destruction, you know, you must be trying to depopulate. Tobacco use is the number one killer in China, using 1.2 million deaths annually. This is expected to rise to 3.5 million deaths annually by the year 2030. Tobacco is also responsible for the greatest proportion of male deaths in Turkey, 83%, and Kazakhstan, 35%, and the greatest proportion of female deaths in the Maldives, 25%, and the United States, 23%. What is going on? To authorize the distribution and sale of tobacco product is to authorize the execution of those who consume the product, toxin, poison. It's homicidal and suicidal. It's immoral and illegal to poison someone. What's wrong with this picture? I want to apologize again. I'm not able to bring any callers in on the show. We're having some technical problem here. So hopefully this will not exist next week. You guys are, I guess, you're stuck with listening to me on a soapbox. So we have about 2 more minutes left. And I just want to say that to sum this up, we need to think about the things that we choose to do, the things that we expose our children to, and our babies, unborn children to. If we want the best for ourselves and our family, then we shouldn't want tobacco. You know, and if I be having problems that we want to self-medicate ourselves with, we need to find another way to deal with our problems. Tobacco, drugs, opioid use, cocaine, crack cocaine. We need to find another way. All right, everybody, be strong. Say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. Tobacco is a drug. It is actually many drugs, many toxins. So say no to drugs. Remember that. If you don't remember anything I said today, just remember the tobacco is killing many people, and say no. Protect yourself from secondhand smoke. Eliminate it. Don't be around it. Don't let people smoke around your children. Try not to be in places where people are smoking. We have technical difficulties tonight, and I just want to apologize. I haven't the slightest idea what the problem is. And I'm going to say, everybody, for listening to the show, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, caller who couldn't get in. Thanks for calling 3 or 4 times. I apologize again, and see you guys next week. Provocative Thought, when the switchboard should be in. Having the slightest idea what's going on here.